you know it's going to happen. Every boss is going to read that book. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The new Steve Jobs biography shows that he was not quite as mellow as his image might suggest.
You are scum! I should fire you and burn down your friggin' house!
Okay, well, not quite like that. That's Will Ferrell. More like this.
I feel totally comfortable going in front of everybody else. You know, God, we really f***ed up the engineering on this, didn't we?
And you heard what his biographer, Walter Isaacson, said on 60 Minutes.
He was not the world's greatest manager.
No, he didn't call you in to ask, how can I help you fulfill your career goals today? He didn't hug you just for showing up. He didn't offer foot massages if you were having a bad day.
Steve Jobs would come in and he would say, we need to have this done by next month. And people would say, no, no, you can't actually write this much code by next month. And he would say, yes, you can do it.
And they would do it. And you watch. Your boss is going to read this book and try to do the same thing.
All of them can tell me they think I'm full of shit, and I can tell anyone I think they're full of shit. And we've had some rip-roaring arguments where we're yelling at each other.
Bosses will read this and they'll realize Steve Jobs was the complete opposite of the office parent that so many bosses today try to be. And because he was such a tremendous success, some of them are going to try it on you. I would just suggest to bosses who are thinking of adopting the Steve Jobs management technique, employees are willing to put up with a lot more from a boss who's made them multimillionaires. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.